Now listen and answer questions 28 to 30.
Now, as well as your own draft report, I've also received some written evaluation from the association on the work you did during your placement and how it was of benefit to them. I notice that you haven't included anything on that in your report yet.
How my project benefited the association, you mean? So, do I have to include that?
Yes.
Well, let's think. I suppose if I hadn't made the film for them, they'd have had to get an outside company to do it. But because I was actually working for the association, I'd got much more of a feeling for what their aims are. Things like their responsibility for the conservation of the exhibits. I don't think an outside company would have had that understanding. They'd have been more detached.
Right. And the association also said that because of your background, you had a good idea of where to go to get the best deal for the equipment you needed. They said the saving in expense made it worthwhile, even though sourcing it took quite a bit of time.
Yes, that's true.
The association also said making the film had a very positive effect in getting staff to work together more closely.
Oh, I hadn't heard that. That's good. And certainly, people weren't afraid to tell me what they thought about it as I was making it, so I was able to get lots of feedback at every stage. That was useful for me, but it also meant the final product worked better for them.
Can you think of any other benefits?
Well, I don't think they'd really thought out what they'd do with the film once it was made. I made quite a few suggestions for the distribution, other people we could send it to, as well as museum staff.
Yes, they mentioned that. Okay, good. Well, it sounds like they certainly...
That is the end of section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 4.